Jesus, when you rode into Jerusalem, the people waved palms with shouts of acclamation. Grant that when the shouting dies, we may still walk beside you, even to a cross, for the glory of your holy name. Amen. Here we are, another Sunday in an empty church. This is our fourth Sunday of a recorded service. And I know many of you appreciated us doing this work. There's a lot of work. Thanks to Bill Bangs for mixing all the video. But the truth be told, it's not the same. It's not the same to participate in a worship service through a screen, to hear recorded voices reading scripture, to sing alone at your home, to not receive the bread in your hands, not to drink from the common cup, not to be able to share the peace, not able to sit at the table at coffee hour to share stories and laugh. It's true, it's not the same. The same will be said for the rest of the liturgies. Today we start Holy Week, Palm Sunday, and this week is so rich, and we are not allowed to gather together. We will have beautiful services. Traditionally, we will have the waving of the palms. We would have gathered over there at the parish hall. Bless the palms, hand them over, walk across our block here, come into the church singing. On Monday, Thursday, we had washed the feet of people as we came forward to remember Jesus' washing of the feet. We would share the bread and the wine. On the same day, we remember the institution of Eucharist. We would also on Good Friday have done the Stations of the Cross outside in our yard, come and venerated the cross in our sanctuary. None of that will happen this year. And for that reason, we were trying to invent how to convey virtually all these very rich symbols. And we came to the conclusion that it's impossible, right, Hugh?
That's right.
That we could have tempted, we had all these ideas, but we said, why won't we keep it just simple? Just to have evening prayer for Monday, Thursday, for Good Friday, and have it as simple as possible. Because the reality that we are faced this Holy Week for 2020 is a Holy Week that definitely is unlike any other. Some of you might ask, but what about Easter? It's next week. Yes, Easter next week will be the same. We will record a service and you will share with it with us through your screens. It's interesting, some people were asking, why can't we push Easter further down the road? And there were some arguments, and I thought, well, this sounds interesting. But I was really struck by the people who responded by saying, no, we can't push it further along, because then Lent will last much longer, and I don't like Lent. I can't stand prolonging Lent for much longer than it's already been. Let's get over with it. Let's come and celebrate Easter. And I could understand and I could relate to that. Yes, this has been a very hard Lent. And yes, we want Easter to come. However, the reality that is surrounding our world today will not make it possible. Yes, we will celebrate Easter next Sunday, but it will not be like any other Easter we've ever celebrated. And I think this virus, this pandemic, doesn't care about our desires and our feelings, our clean-cut timelines. It imposes its own timeline. The reality is that this Lenten 40 days, this Lenten quarantine, has been extended well beyond these 40 days of Lent by COVID-19. We continue to be forced to confront the statement with which we started Lent, that Ash Wednesday evening, when we received the ashes and we heard the voice say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This virus is forcing us to continue to live in this time of Lent. this hard time of Lent that confronts us to our mortality in ways that we would never have thought possible. And when we started it on that Ash Wednesday, we continue to be forced to live like hermits in isolation. We are forced to fast from contacts, from relating to each other, maintaining social distance. We are fasting of many comforts we enjoy. And we thought that just abstaining from chocolate during Lent was good enough. Well, this pandemic has forced us to go even deeper, to go to the message, the core message of Lent, that shakes us from the ground up and to confront us, to examine our lives in front of that permanent face that is confronting us, that is death. The virus does not care that our calendars say that Easter is next Sunday. The virus is forcing us to prolong our Lenten practices of fasting, of silence and solitude, of compassion and sharing of resources, especially to those most vulnerable. I invite you to put yourselves in the shoes of Jesus as he entered Jerusalem, as he was acclaimed by this crowd rejoicing and waving palms. And Jesus knew that as he was entering Jerusalem, that was the final chapter in this earthly life. He knew that what will go soon follow will not be fanfare and rejoicing, but torture and death and disgrace. And only by going through that death and passion and burial would new life emerge on Easter. It is uncanny that in this pandemic, we are invited to sacrifice ourselves for the well-being of others, especially the most vulnerable. We are invited to be inconvenienced, to feel uncomfortable, to even accept some pain for the benefit of all, particularly for the benefit of those who are most vulnerable. Isn't that the message of Holy Week? Isn't that the message we proclaim as we look at the crucifix in our churches? Isn't it that message, Christ died for us, takes a new meaning? Yes, sometimes it is necessary to sacrifice in order for life to emerge. We have been forced to close businesses with the painful consequence of loss of income and jobs, all for the well-being of those most vulnerable. We have been invited to stay in our homes for the well-being of those most vulnerable. We have been asked not to come and worship together for the well-being of those most vulnerable. Yesterday, the CDC changed its policy about face masks, saying everyone should wear a cloth face cover when they have to go out in public. And it's interesting, they said the cloth face cover is meant to protect other people in case you are infected. And I found it fascinating. The face mask is not to protect you. It is to protect those who you may enter in contact if you are carrying this virus. And I found it was interesting because we are sacrificing, putting on something that is uncomfortable for the sake of others, for the safety and well-being of others. Sadly, some people will say, I don't think I'm going to be using it. We all have seen it. I don't want to social distance. I don't want to close my business. I don't want to have limitations. We want to enjoy Easter without the pain, without the long journey of Lent and Holy Week. Matthew Fox shared this week an adaptation by a poet, Dina Metzger, of this well-known message from the time of the Holocaust by the Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller. She wrote, first the animals began dying, going extinct, and we did not stop what we were doing because we were not animals. Then the glaciers started melting and we did not stop what we were doing because we thought we could do without them. And then the forests were disappearing, and we did not stop cutting down the trees because we could not imagine being unable to breathe. Then the virus came, and there was no one to stop us but ourselves. So, sisters and brothers, as we commence today, this Palm Sunday, this Holy Week, may we be challenged like probably never before in this very peculiar Lent for this year of 2020. May we receive this message inviting us to go deeper into this message of Lent, of message of giving up something, of sacrificing ourselves for the well-being of all, but especially for the well-being of those who are hurting the most, those who are most vulnerable. We'd like to end with a poem by a sister, Sister Petra, from a monastery in Ohio. Lord, help us to find you, waiting in our souls. When bread is withheld and your voice falls silent, in this desert darkness, may the invisible glow of your indwelling presence enfold us in hope. You are not removed, cannot be kept from us. Closer than our own selves, you are buried in our hearts. Teach us to keep vigil with you in the garden, to surrender, not my will, and trust that our tears water other gardens, a million gardens that have lain dormant in our dust. We submit to this pruning. Bring forth a harvest for your church and the world. Renew us in the faith that God is with us and we cannot be shaken. Amen.